Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 12th, 2023, 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And we're going to welcome in at 10:30, Kim Shields from Encourage. Kim's going to bring in Darla Allen of the Chester and Joanne Lester Public Library in Nacoosa. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, in studio, we have some of our favorite people, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys. How's everything going?
It's great. When you got weather like this, it's always great.
Yeah, yeah. You can't argue with this weather. You can't argue with the way that this is going to, so far, right now.
There's like a new step, right? Yeah. We got a new step with spring step now.
Yeah. I like that.
There's like a new bounce in our step or something. I don't know.
Is that what I was seeing today?
Yeah, did you see a little bounce walking around?
That's it. I knew there was something
watch
to her step.
Yeah. Maybe it's the Easter bunny.
Maybe it's like a bunny hop. It's the bunny hop. It's not a step.
It's the bunny hop. I love it. Yes, that's good. Did you guys have, speaking of bunnies, did you guys have a good Easter and everything?
Yeah. I was celebrating Easter and Passover.
Right on.
And it's not always common for those holidays to overlap, so it's really fun to do both of those.
I thought it was so cool. I was talking with a lot of my friends over the weekend about this, how Ramadan, Passover, Easter, all on the same. That's so
cool.
That is very unique. Yeah. That is very cool when that happens.
I feel like you're celebrating all together then. Yeah. Not separate and like these holidays that we're like, we can bring it kind of together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's go ahead and visit our friends over at Family Natural Foods. Let's go to the shop. What is going on? What's happening over there?
Yes, you walk into that shop, you're going to hear that bell. It's going to ring. Mm-hmm. We're going to say, hi, how can we help you? But we're going to also tell you some fun things we have going on today. Impromptu, everyone.
That was good.
It's like a play-by-play.
That was good. I liked it.
You hear those old bells that our grandfather had.
That was great.
I don't know where he got them from. Arizona.
Some people, it bothers them, and some people love
really?
Them.
Really? I always liked it. I always thought it was charming.
You
I like it.
You wouldn't like it if you hear it like 10 times in a row,
I suppose. Yeah, yeah,
but
maybe. But
I like it because I know people are coming in, and I know we should check in with somebody,
and
right?
And kind of a nice musical bell. Like some places, they have those electronic beep. You know?
Yeah.
That would grate on me.
I like that it's got personality. I like that.
There's a lot of personality. Come in for the personality.
Come in for the personality.
Stay for the charm.
We're here for you right now. Can you hear these personalities?
Guys, I think we did it. I think we got them to want to come to Family Natural Foods. I mean, we could talk about whatever you want for the rest of the show.
Exactly. Here we are schmoozing away. Okay,
speaking of personalities, we got two coming in.
Two personalities coming in. Thank you, Stephen. That was perfect. So we have a presentation coming up on Tuesday, April 25th. It's going to be at 5 p.m. And we're really excited about, first of all, just bringing presentations back in person because it's been a long time. And we're really excited about these two. But the first one we're going to talk about, so April 25th, which is a Tuesday at 5 p.m., it's going to be a presentation specifically on digestive health. So we have a wonderful company that we've worked with for many years called Vital Planet, and they have a educator within their company that's going to be talking specifically about digestive health.
Yeah, for anybody who may know her, her name is Dr. Tracy. How do you pronounce her last name?
Kreider. She's got a lot of titles. She's great. She's a wonderful educator. And she talks specifically about digestive health, a lot of different issues, but how to guide people through some digestive health challenges. And so when we're saying digestive health, let's just talk about maybe you're having upset stomach, bloating, constipation, IBS, you're not really digesting things like you could be. So she's going to talk about all things digestion related and what you can do to help that.
And that's really a topic that should relate to every single person. We all obviously have digestion.
Yeah.
And I think we all have a little bit of imbalances in digestion at different points.
Mm-hmm.
It's the topic that nobody wants to talk about, topics like constipation and stuff, but it's vitally important. And if you get your digestion to work well, it carries through to your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get people to come in and they say, I got skin problems. I got this eczema or psoriasis. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's a lot of things I could contribute to that, but I'd say 2/3 of the time it starts in your gut.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe this topic is about digestive health, but your problem might be psoriasis. Well, you should come in for this talk on digestive health because it actually might do more for you than slathering on creams and lotions and stuff.
Just Band-Aid effect.
Yeah.
And let's also talk about how your immunity starts in your digestive system.
Isn't it like 70% or something? Yeah. It's huge.
So that refers to all of us. If we learn anything through the pandemic, we all want to have healthy immunities, you know, then, now, in the future to come. So like Stephen was saying, digestive health really refers to everybody.
Yeah.
Does this, in your time at the shop, when it comes to people asking you questions about things, does this topic tend to be the one where people like lower their voice or they're hesitant to ask? Because another good purpose of this, I feel like, especially having a meeting like this and everything, is people being able to get this information and maybe not have to worry about some of that fear or that shame that of talking about digestive system talk.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
Some people are still hesitant to share this kind of conversation. And everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite like talking about the weather. People in Wisconsin are great at that. How do we get that? Like, where it's like, hi, Katrina.
How's your bowels moving today? I mean, like.
I think that younger people seem to be getting better about this. Yeah. I had a group of students tell me that they're in a chain where they share this information. And it's not like they talk or anything. They just send a poop emoji.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, to everybody's on the same schedule. Everybody's got health and, like, they're healthy.
Good,
and the cycles and all that.
Moving. It's good.
There might be promise for the future.
Might be. Because honestly, if it gets people to be more comfortable talking about this stuff, that's what we need. Mm-hmm. We're getting better and better about that in society with a lot of different subjects. It's nice to see that we're also focusing on ourselves, too, here with this and our bodies and being more okay with talking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, and you can come to the presentation and just listen if you're a person that doesn't want to ask the question, whether it's for you or somebody you love. And you can potentially afterwards talk to just Dr. Tracy and ask those questions. You can talk to any one of us. I feel like we're all pretty welcoming and open to talk to people with different issues like that. I will talk with people about poop any day. I'm sorry I said it on the radio. I said
no,
poop.
You're fine.
Sorry.
You're fine. Yeah.
But like it's a really important thing to talk about your digestive health.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, this is not just about your bowel movements. This is going to be about, like, you know, some people that just have like really like cramping systems, not knowing what's going wrong. Maybe they can't break down certain foods.
Or it could be, you know, like acid reflux.
Acid reflux is another one.
A different stage in the digestive system. But so many people have acid reflux, and pretty much all those prescription drugs were not designed or recommended for long-term use, but some people are on them for years. And what they do is they restrict your body's ability to create its own acid, which you need to break down foods. And so people that are on acid blockers, these prescription, you know, acid reflux medicines, or even over-the-counter ones, a lot of them, they're basically malnourishing themselves chronically for years. They're probably eating the richest diet in the world, you know, like it's not like we're in Africa or something, but because you don't have enough acid, your body doesn't break down those foods into its constituents, and then it just kind of end up going through your system. It's interesting. I'm sure Dr. Tracy, you know, this is her specialty, so she'll do a better job covering it than I will. But a lot of people need to kind of revisit, like, what is it that's not working when it comes to acid reflux? So, I think let's just have people come to the talk. We won't do too many more spoiler alerts on our own opinions. We'll let the doctor talk.
Yeah.
So it's Tuesday, April 25th.
Yep, and it's at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 25th, and it will be held in the back of our store. Come with questions. If you want to ask more questions to Stephen or I beforehand or about it, feel free to, you know, call us or stop in. Yeah. We're happy to touch base about it.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have another presentation we want to talk about. We got two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's good. This one's big. This is like the excitement and the setup of it.
When we list that we've got like a doctor coming in from out of state, I think she's from, is she from Florida?
Yeah.
Mm. I think she's from Florida. Mm-hmm. So you got like this, it's pretty cool when we get a guest speaker coming in from out of state who holds, you know, a doctorate in a specialty and a topic.
Mm-hmm.
But the real big announcement is.
Yeah, drum roll.
We've got Terry coming back.
Yay!
Oh, yes.
So Terry Lemeron with Terry Natural. We're so fortunate. This will be our third time having him back speaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, last time we said, I don't know if we'll get him back again. You know, he's in his mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is doing well and
traveling
and living life.
Creating amazing formulas like he's been doing, I think, for 50 years.
Yes.
He's been in the natural product and natural health industry. He's been a major voice and contributor for 50 years. So his like his wisdom and experience is really amazing. And like Katrina said, to have him come back, for him to take the time out of his busy schedule to come to our store for the third time is pretty amazing. So
super exciting.
So what's the date? They already have their calendar out. They got April 25th. That's a Tuesday. They got that one on their calendar.
They got that on there.
For Dr. Tracy.
Mm-hmm. When Terry comes, is going to be Wednesday, May 25th, and it's going to be at 5:15, and we're really excited about it. Wednesday, May 24th. I'm sorry, I said May 25th. May 24th at 5:15. May 24th, 5:15.
Perfect.
Because Terry usually brings a bit of a crowd, we are going to partner with our nearby church, where we've had that before. It's the Baptist church right behind us. It's got this beautiful, like, golden kind of temple behind us.
Yeah, it's a historic building.
It really is. It's one of the first buildings I noticed in this town.
And it's just behind us. There's one house between
us. It's like our neighbors.
It's our neighbors. Yeah. So we're
going
to
have it
there.
You're not
going
to get confused. There's plenty of parking between our parking lots, and there's parking at the church.
I don't know. There's some times where I've gone to go to Family Natural Foods and accidentally walk into that church. It's happened to me. It's happened.
You know, it might be better for you. Who knows? There is spiritual wellness, and we all need it.
It's a great place. Mm-hmm. They've treated me nice. No fish oil. So I think I got to go over there.
So we're going to have Terry come. The presentation typically runs for an hour, sometimes an hour and a half with question and answer, but he's planning on sticking around for a while, and then we will, I guess,
we're going to do like a meet and greet.
A meet and greet, chauffeur him back there, and we are going to have some meet and greet with with our friends from Prairie Pastures Beef.
Just some kind of light snacks.
Oh, I love that. Great. Mm-hmm.
They're in Junction City, and they do a really good job with grass-fed beef. So come for that, but come to see Terry because he's awesome, and he has so much knowledge to share. Like Steven said before, he's been doing this for 50 years. He's been making products and really educating the community, and we're excited to have him back in Wisconsin Rapids on May 24th. At 5:15.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That is going to be a fun one.
Both of these presentations we have up on our Facebook, which it has the information of where it will be and all that.
Yeah, and there'll be, we'll keep updated, the details on it.
Like their Facebook page, Family Natural Foods, just type that into your search bar. But when you can like these events or say if you're going or maybe going, that's always really helpful to businesses,
too.
It
is. Thank you.
Really encourage you to do those things when you can.
We got to know how much beef to have.
Exactly. Right. Yes.
How many pews to make sure are there church.
Terry's like last time, he's putting together these packets, it's like a holder.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to go home with...
We go to presentations with Terry. We get the same stuff, and they're getting it too. It is exactly that, like you were saying. I'm sorry.
And he tells it to you straight. Yeah, it's a folder, and you can take your own notes for by all means, but if you just want to go there and kind of soak it in, you can go home and you'll have all the highlights, in this packet. So it's almost worth it just to stop for the packet.
Yeah. Some of my favorite people to talk to are anybody 70 and older, because most of them are done having a filter. They're just going to tell you like it is.
Yeah.
They're going to be honest with you. They're going to be real, let alone when they have a brain like Terry has and all that information and knowledge and everything. I don't mean that in an aggressive way. I just mean that Terry's going to tell you like it is. He's going to be very honest with you.
Yeah.
And he's chosen, he could be off in Florida retired right now or all these different things. He doesn't have to be doing this stuff. His company's fine. They don't need him running around doing this, but it speaks to the passion he has for this still at this age. And I think the fact that he is still doing these things at this age is maybe one of the greatest advertisements to Terry's Naturally products that you could have. He's a walking endorsement of it and everything.
For sure. I'm always amazed and really...
He looks great.
Yeah, I'm always very surprised and honored to be with him, because I just am like, okay, whatever he's done for all these years, he's touched so many people's lives. He's helped so many people with health. Real example of health himself.
Yes, we're excited to have him on May 24th at 5:15.
It is, I'm looking outside, double checking. Yep, Mother Nature hasn't changed it yet. It is still spring.
Yep.
We're in spring. We only have 3 weeks of this and 2 weeks of summer, so we have to make it count now. It's garden season.
Yeah, it is garden season, which is really exciting. So I'm just doing a garden seed update for everyone. Mm. We probably have 3/4 of our garden products.
That sounds right.
The main things that we'll be getting... probably the end of next week is potatoes and onions, which people have been waiting for. And feel free to call before you come if that's your
special stop. By the end of next week.
I would say the end of next week. I'm hopeful to pick them up early next week, but by the time we actually have them, it'll be the end of next week. So we'll keep you all posted. But we have all sorts of stuff, right? So again, garden season. What our grandfather's always done is have bulk garden seeds, and because he wants it to be affordable for everybody to be able to have a garden in their house. People, or not in their house, sorry, don't have it in your house.
You can have it in your house. You can put a little window garden.
That's true. But, you know,
but yeah, outside.
Outside garden primarily, think but inside big. If you need. Yeah. And, you know, you can buy seed packet with
pennies of seeds. Pennies. Gets you dollars worth of bushels of vegetables in you know, a couple months' time.
And it's really the way to, you know, nourish yourself in the fundamental part of, like, health right there is how you eat and what you're eating. So that's something that's been around for, in Family Natural Foods, for three generations. And our grandfather was definitely had a garden. And, and
we've all
like
had
all
gardens.
Of ours,
we all have gardens.
All of us have had gardens, and most of us at the store have gardens. So if you have questions, you just ask any one of us, and we can try to guide you along, whether you are the first-time gardener or you've been doing it for many years. But think, like, kind of A to Z of what you're looking for. If you're looking for, you know, acorn squash to zucchini squash, you know, we have all sorts of different vegetable options and more to come. So get planning that garden.
If I'm I've never done this before, I want to jump into gardening. What are some of the first things that you would tell me? I walk in the store to prepare for. I've heard before that literally like mapping it out is a good idea.
Yeah, it is because they say that certain plants you should not put in the same spot every year and rotating them. Like tomatoes in particular are one of those. But if you're just new to, if you're new to gardening, I would say, you know, start with just some herbs or tomatoes or what's something I would actually look at. What's something you eat regularly or you want to eat more? Yeah. So do you want to eat more greens?
Because you'll really, like, look forward to going on picking those. Yeah. Like, I love green beans. They grow so well in central Wisconsin soil, especially if you're in, like, that kind of sandy soil. I'll plant, like, just a couple of plants, three or four, a little row maybe, of green beans. And you pick them. And then, you know, by like maybe mid-June, you can start picking them. And then you can keep picking them. Like they keep coming off. And I've like got fresh green beans. And I love green beans. Yeah. You know, you can eat them fresh. You can, I usually blanch them, you know, on the stove. And you can pan fry them, whatever. So, yeah, I think Katrina's right. Pick a couple of things that you really like, you're passionate about. And just play around with it. Don't go too crazy. Because then it gets a little daunting. But yeah, there's a lot you can do with a garden. And we've still got people, you know, like we're talking about these, you know, 80-year-olds that come in and they plant big gardens like they've done their whole life.
And they give away some or to their family.
We've got young folks who want to be more self-sufficient. They've seen, you know, inflation, you know, with egg prices or whatever. And they're just like, I want to take control of stuff, and they plant their own garden. So there's always a good time to start gardening.
Absolutely.
You know, it's right now.
I was just saying,
and get your kids involved, because if your kids are in the garden with you, they will eat the vegetables in the garden, which I always encourage. I'm like, go for it. And I'm impressed, because then it's funny, I bring it to the table and they don't eat it as much.
Yeah.
They eat way more in the garden, because for them to pick it, they feel like they're just owning so much more of it and they're involved in it. And then your kids are eating way more vegetables. Yeah. So get your kids involved. It's awesome.
See, pretty much where I was going to go with it. Because I know, like, when I first started working in construction with my dad, it was a hard job. It was tough. When we finished the job and you stand back and you look at that house and you're like, well, we helped build that. It feels good. There's something extra that feels a little different about it. When you involve your kids in gardening and they're eating those, they're feeling that same kind of feeling, that kind of like, I made this, I can help create this. And making giving kids that kind of feeling, you see it in Stephen and Katrina, you're hearing it right now. You guys were raised with gardening and how it affected you and how you are still gardening now and how much you know, I imagine not only pride, but knowledge you got from a young age from that. So especially with nowadays, so many parents wanting to get their kids in the dirt and like that, well, get them in the dirt. Get them in the soil.
Get them planting.
It's a great way to do that.
And while you're outside, I would tell people, yesterday I was in the woods and I had one tick crawling on my pants.
Tick alert.
So ticks are out. We've got some good bug sprays and tick repellents and dog tick repellents. They're already on the shelves. And if you do get a tick that bites you and you're concerned about potentially having Lyme disease from it, keep that tick.
Yeah.
We have a kit that you can buy at the store. It's relatively reasonable. You can send, you know, like let's say you had 10 ticks that were biting. That'd be terrible. You could send all 10 of those to this lab and you know, like you can buy this kit and send it off. And they'll tell you the results. They'll say, oh, yeah, one of those ticks had Lyme disease. Mm. Then you can, you know, follow up with your doctor, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that I always like people to kind of start thinking about this and, you know that there's some options. I get a lot of tick paranoia when I get out in the woods. And I'm like, if one of them bites me, I'm like, well, did I get Lyme disease or didn't I? It's like I'm rolling the dice.
Yeah.
But it's reassuring with that. And it's quick, too.
Yeah.
You'll get the results really quick.
Quickly and, you know, if then you kind of have a sense, you know, you have a place to go with that.
And you can use that that test or that tick kit for your pet's ticks as
good,
well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not just humans. You can use it for pets, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say it's almost 50-50 of what our concern is with ticks, with us and our furry friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's really neck and neck. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got, what else, sunscreen?
I was going to go sunscreen.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here just marveling at the chemistry because Katrina, like, saw where I was going before, and then you just saw where I was going with this to wrap up these last 5 minutes. But it is nice out. People are getting ready to get out there and stuff. And I don't pretend to know anything about sunscreen.
Italian?
Yeah, but I imagine this is the time of year people are getting their sunscreen
and
such.
Yeah, it's good to have it around. We had a friend who went on a rather ambitious 50-mile bike ride a couple days ago.
Nice.
And he came back with a sunburn. So the sun's out.
Sun's
if you're going for a 50-mile bike ride, you might want to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to think about the 50 miles more than that. But good for him. Cody's a trooper. And what else? Allergies.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder, there's a lot of allergies. I get early spring allergies when that mold's kind of growing on the grass. I looked in my backyard, looked terrible.
Mm.
I was like, okay, this is going to hit me. So I try to stay ahead of it. That's the best way. But we have a lot of allergy products on sale right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of sports nutrition stuff. So if you're if you're Cody or another person like Cody who wants to bike 50 miles and you don't want to be in too much pain the next day,
or
it's
spring,
if you just want to
like move
two
more, you want your muscles to feel more efficient, or you do want to train for that event or that race where you haven't gone biking for the whole summer, or, you know, for a whole year now. There's lots of great products that can really help give those muscles the nutrients that it needs at that time of exercise or post-exercise, too. So lots of I would say Steve and I were just kind of summarizing, like, what are our sales for this month? We have all sorts of different categories, but there's a lot of allergy-related ones, and there's a lot of, like, sports nutrition.
Yeah,
but,
and some digestive products, because we kind of wanted people to consider digestion, maybe even try some stuff before Dr. Tracy comes in.
Yeah, that whole line is on sale
Dr. Tracy
will talk about,
about
but it's
them,
all on sale for the whole month because we really want people to have the opportunity to try it.
And, you know,
omega-3s,
stuff for
acid reflux, fibers, things like that.
I'm currently going through something like that, and I've read a little bit of her, and I know a little bit about it, and I'm really looking forward to this meeting because I think that so many people could be benefited from that information.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you're not feeling any of these things, but this is the type of topic you want to play offense on. You don't want to play defense.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait until there's a problem to be able to getting this information. It's nice to be able to get ahead of the game on it, but if you are struggling with it, this is one of the best presentations you could go to. Having the person right there and getting a lot of that information straight up, no middleman, none of that or anything, just hearing it right from the person.
Yeah.
So with your calendars, Dr. Tracy talking about digestive health, Tuesday, April 25th at 5 p.m. at Family Natural Foods, followed by in May, we got Terry Lemeron.
And he's going to be at it's going to be a Wednesday, May 24th at 5:15. And that one will be held just at our neighbor church right next door to us. But more information to come on those things. And you can follow us for it or call, or we'll have little handouts too so people can kind of have that guidance.
So like their Facebook page, type in your search bar, Family Natural Foods, like the page. And when it comes to those events, let them know if you're going to be able to make it or maybe, or if you're going or what have you. That always helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And visit them. They're open right now. They're open. You guys are open 9 to 5, 9 to 6 most days, right? Visit them. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 423-3120, 423-3120. And be sure to bookmark and go to their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Thank you both so much
for
the time. Always fun hanging out with you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We'll talk again real soon. Stick around. We got more Morning Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.